It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it for $303? Amber, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think it is? What's your guess?
So my 11-year-old turns 12 tomorrow, and she wanted to guess. I just dropped her off at school. But her guess was that they believed in dinosaurs.
That we believed in dinosaurs.
Wait,
yes, that you believed they were real.
I believe they were real.
Yeah.
Do you believe they're real, Amber?
I do not, but she believes when they were kids that they believed that they were real.
Aha! Laura, yeah. Did you believe they were real as kids?
I do believe in dinosaurs.
And I do too, Kathy.
Big fan.
Yeah, no, I believe the dinosaurs were real, yes.
Oh, sorry, Amber. She didn't get it.
No, okay, thank you, guys.
Have a great day, Amber.
Yep.
You too, thank you.
All right.
She was so nice. I wanted to go further with that, but I stopped.
It's a whole other topic we can do for another time. Yeah.
I didn't know people didn't think dinosaurs were real.
Yes, okay. Some people don't, yeah. Yep.
All right. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not.
The dinosaurs were very ticklish, too.
Brett's
dying
Brett's
in the other room.
Do you believe dinosaurs were real, Brett?
Yeah, he says, yep, no.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
Yes, he does.
All right. All four of us are on that one. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? We've got $303 in the impossible question jackpot. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. That's the question. Cindy, do you know the answer?
I'm going to say they can roll their tongue.
Roll their tongue. Wait, what do you mean? Like
Laura's checking, and it's so funny. I just look over, and Laura's like holding up her phone. I was like, is she going to take a video?
Wait, she's trying.
You're checking to see if you can roll your tongue?
What was that, Laura?
I can do that.
I
can roll it, like, I can flip it upside down.
What?
Oh, I can't do that.
No.
I can like a
cigar. On.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Laura can do it. It looks really, really weird. And we're going to post that picture on the Kathy Romano Show Instagram as soon as possible.
Ooh, Kathy can do it.
Good. Kathy can do
it. I'm doing it. Brett's doing it. Can you do it, Bobby? We can all do it,
We can all
Cindy.
Do it, Cindy.
All right. Thanks.
But thank you for making us watch Laura look really strange.
I watched myself and it wasn't pretty.
Some people can do it double. They do like two waves.
Yeah, yes. I've seen that.
That's weird.
That is weird. Yeah. I wish I could do that. I can't do that one. All right, let's go to Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say, live in the same vicinity, like Delco, Philadelphia area.
Living in the same area, Delco, Philadelphia area.
Well, Laura lives in Delco.
Laura is in Delco. Didn't we call you the Princess of Delco? Is that what it was?
Princess of Delco.
Princess of Delco.
Even though she knows nothing about the county.
Knows nothing about it. Absolutely nothing about
it. I'm getting to know it.
I am nowhere near Delco. I am in South Jersey in Burlington County, so not it, Tracy.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, Tracy. All right, let's go to Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, good morning. I'm with my daughter, Kennedy. She's going to say her guess.
Oh, all right, Kennedy. What do you think it is?
Go ahead.
I think it's going to be you guys have the same sibling, same amount of siblings.
Bobby and Laura are brother and sister?
same amount of siblings.
Amount of siblings.
So, Laura, how many siblings do you have?
Two.
Also have two.
Which, by the way, we just learned that Laura had a brother. We had no idea.
No idea. She secretly kept that brother hidden for a while.
All right, so you guys both have two siblings.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I have two siblings.
Oh.
I have two siblings.
Oh, wow. Everybody on the show has two siblings. And we can all roll our tongues. Maybe is there something relation there? That's weird.
Kathleen, sorry. Kennedy, have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right, bye.
Aw, that's cute.
All right, so we'll do it again at 9:10. We'll do another round of it. $303. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Something that you guys have in common, and Brett and I do not. But all of us have two siblings, so that's not it.
And the Instagram is the Kathy Romano Show to see Laura rolling her tongue. We need to post that as soon as possible.
$303 for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Tom, what is it?
I think they like to save on water, so they shower with their significant others.
I shower with Laura's husband to save water?
Wait.
He's saving water somehow.
That boy needs a shave, by the way.
I have questions and concerns.
Go ahead.
Wow, Tom, we didn't expect that one.
All right, well, do you guys shower?
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally.
With Jay?
With Jay, yes. We shower together, but I don't think you shower with Elise, so I think we're...
Not yet.
We're going off the rails here, Tom.
Okay. Tom's cracking up. Tom, thanks for your call and that awesome guest.
Have a good day.
You too. Wow. And he just stays so calm
he's
the whole time.
Dry. Yep.
I think they all shower together. And
Tom knows what he's doing.
Yep, he does. Wow. All right.
Keep those PG guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. We've got $303 this morning for the impossible question. Adam, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess?
Say good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning.
Oh, who's that?
That's Xander. We're waiting to get dropped off.
Xander.
At school.
Okay.
All right.
Before he gets out of the car, what's your guess?
They have the same blood type.
Laura, what's your blood type?
It is the universal donor one, O negative.
Ooh, and I am B negative, super rare. That's why I donate all the time, because I have a very rare blood type, so it's not it.
Sorry, Adam. Yeah.
Xander, have a good day at school.
Have a good day at school. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Aw.
Thanks, guys.
You know, I don't know my blood type.
I was just going to say.
You don't?
You don't know your blood type?
No idea.
Am I supposed to?
Probably a good thing to know, in case you're in an accident and... I mean, they'll test you, but...
Even they don't take you for your word. If you're like, I'm O negative. They're like, I put O negative in
her. Yeah, negative in her. Oh, wait, it's Kathy Romano. You got a bottle of champagne? That'll wake her right up.
Especially
put that
if,
in there,
like,
too.
If it's an emergency, I might be unconscious. I'm not going to ask.
Bobby, you'll love this. I went to my doctor years ago, and I was like, okay, I should know my blood type. And I was like, can you, next time we do blood work, can you test my blood type and tell me what I am? He's like, yes, of course. So... He told me. I don't remember.
That's definitely checks out right there.
We've got Nicole on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is?
I think that they have tattoos and you guys don't.
Oh, ooh. Tattoos.
I do not have any tattoos.
Oh,
Nicole, I do not either. I had my number 3 Dale Earnhardt removed years ago. Just couldn't have it forever. So.
From your lower back?
Yep, I had the whole thing on my back there. Dale forever. So.
Dale forever.
Dale forever.
So. I also have no tattoos. What about you, Brett?
I had Bobby on the same spot, lower back, and HR made me remove that one.
Nicole, we've gone off the rails.
None of us have tattoos here. Sorry, Nicole.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Let's go to Sean. Good morning.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Hello. You sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
All right, Sean, what's your guess?
I'm thinking outside the box. I'm thinking they're both preemies.
Both premature babies.
Oh, okay.
I was a premature baby. I was a month premature, and back in the late 70s, that was very, very dangerous.
Is that why your head's so big?
That's why you beat me to the joke. And that is actually why I have this super large noggin and extra brain space, Kathy Romano. Thank you very much. I'll get her back for that one.
I had to jump in before you did.
Laura, your small head makes me think you are not a premature baby, correct?
Hey. She's like, don't call me. I didn't do anything.
I know. And you know what? I actually do get called pee head.
I wasn't insulted.
So we've got pee head and large head.
I was not a pre.
Not it, Sean.
Thank you for the chance.
All right.
See, Sean's like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either. And I'm on the show. Yikes.
All right. So, hey, good news. $404 tomorrow morning for somebody who can possibly get this impossible question correct. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. And it's not head size.
Yeah, there's my large noggin that was just pointed out a second ago.
It's true.
It's true.
And for the clip of the day, the annual Weenie 500 is this weekend.
Weenie!